This is the Sakar Murli of 21st of July 2025. Essence: sweet children, make effort and imbibe the divine virtues very well. Never cause anyone sorrow. You shouldn't have any devilish activities. Question: what devilish traits spoil your decoration? Answer: to fight and quarrel among yourselves, to sulk, to create chaos at your center and cause sorrow, are devilish traits that spoil your decoration. The children who, even after belonging to the Father, don't renounce those devilish traits, but continue to act wrongly, suffer a great loss. An account is an account. Dharam Raj is with the Father. Song: no one is as unique as the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. You spiritual children know that God is the highest on high. People sing songs about this, whereas you see this with divine eyesight. Your intellects understand that he is teaching you. It is souls who study through their bodies. It is souls who do everything through the bodies. A soul adopts a perishable body to play his part. A whole part is recorded in each soul. 84 births are recorded in this soul. First of all, consider yourselves to be souls. The Father is the Almighty Authority. You children receive power from him. By having yoga, you receive a lot of power, and you become pure through that power. The Father gives you the power to rule a whole kingdom. He gives you such great power. Those with the arrogance of science create so many things for destruction. Their intellects work for destruction, whereas your intellects work to claim an imperishable status. You receive a great deal of power, and you claim the kingdom of the world through that power. There it isn't government of the people by the people. There it is a kingdom of a king and queen. God is the highest on high. People remember him. They build temples to Lakshmi and Narayan and worship them. But nevertheless, God is remembered as the highest on high. You now understand that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world. The highest on high kingdom of the world is received from the unlimited Father. You are to receive such a high status. Therefore, you children should experience so much happiness. You would definitely remember someone who gives you something. A bride has so much love for her husband, she gives her life to him. When he dies, she cries so much in distress. That one is the husband of all husbands. He is now decorating you so well in order to claim the highest on high status. Therefore, you children should have so much intoxication. You have to imbibe divine virtues here. Many still have a lot of devilish traits. To fight and quarrel, to sulk, to create chaos at a center are devilish traits. Baba knows this because he receives many reports. Lust is the greatest enemy, but anger is no less of an enemy. So and so is shown so much love. Why am I not shown any love? So and so was asked his opinion. Why wasn't I asked? There are many who speak like this because their intellects have doubt. A kingdom is being established. what status would such ones claim? There's a lot of difference in the status. Even cleaners will stay in very good mansions. Others will stay somewhere else in good houses. Each one of you has to make effort for yourself very well to imbibe divine virtues. By your becoming body conscious, there are devilish activities. When you become soul conscious and imbibe all of this very well, you will be able to claim a high status. You have to make effort accordingly to imbibe such divine virtues. Never cause anyone sorrow. You are the children of the Father who is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Never cause sorrow for anyone. Those who look after centers have a great responsibility. The Father says, "Children, if someone makes a mistake, he accumulates 100-fold punishment." By becoming body conscious, there is a great loss, because you Brahmins have become the instruments to reform everyone. If you haven't reformed yourself, how could you reform others? There would then be a great loss. There is also the Pandava government. The Father is the highest on high, and Dharamraj is with him. Very severe punishment is experienced through Dharamraj. When such wrong actions are performed, a great loss is experienced. An account is an account. Baba has an account for everything. On the path of devotion too, there is a proper account. It is still said that God takes account of everything you do. Here the Father himself says, "Dharamraj takes full account of everything you do." What would you be able to do at that time? You will have visions of the things you did. There will be a little punishment there, whereas there will be a great deal of punishment here. In the golden age, you children won't go into a jail-like womb. There, a womb is like a palace. No one commits sin, etc. there. Therefore, you children have to be very cautious in order to attain such fortune of the kingdom. Some children become cleverer than their teacher. Their fortune becomes higher than that of their teacher. The Father has also explained that if someone doesn't do service well, he will become a servant for birth after birth. As soon as the Father comes in front of you children, he asks you, "Children, are you sitting here in soul consciousness?" The elevated versions of the Father for the children are, "Children, you have to make a lot of effort to become soul conscious. Whilst walking and moving around, continue to churn the ocean of this knowledge." Many children feel that they want to leave very soon from this dirty world of hell to that land of happiness. The Father says, "Even very good Maharatis fail to have yoga. Even they have to be inspired to make effort. If you don't have any yoga, you fall down completely." This knowledge is very easy. The whole history and geography enters your intellects. Although many good daughters are very clever at explaining at exhibitions, neither do they have yoga, nor do they have divine virtues. Sometimes Baba wonders about the present stage of some children. There is so much sorrow in the world. All of it should finish very soon. Baba, Brahma, is waiting to go soon to the land of happiness. Some are very desperate to go, just as some are very desperate to meet the Father, because Baba shows us the way to heaven. Some are very desperate to see such a Father. They feel that they want to listen to Murli from the Father, face to face every day. You now understand that there are no problems here. When you live outside, you have to fulfill your responsibility to everyone. Otherwise, there would be a lot of conflict. This is why Baba gives everyone patience. This requires very incognito effort. No one is able to make that effort for remembrance. When you stay in incognito remembrance, you are able to follow the Father's directions. Because of being body conscious, some don't even follow the Father's directions. Baba says, write your chart and you will make a lot of progress. Who said this? Shiv Baba. When a teacher gives homework, the students do it. Here, Maya doesn't allow even some very good children to do this. If Baba were to receive the charts of the very good children, he would see how much such children stay in remembrance. You souls understand that you are lovers of the One Beloved. There are many types of physical lovers and beloveds. You are very old lovers. You now have to become soul conscious. Something or other will have to be tolerated. Don't consider yourselves to be that clever. Baba is not asking you to give your bones. Baba says, keep yourselves in good health so that you are able to do service well. If you are ill, you will have to stay in bed. The doctors feel that an angel has come when some children go to serve in hospitals. They take the pictures with them. Those who do such service are said to be merciful. When you do such service, someone or other will emerge. The more power of remembrance you have, the more people will be drawn here. Only in this remembrance is there strength. Purity first. It is said that there first has to be purity, then peace, and then prosperity. You become pure with the power of remembrance. Then there is the power of this knowledge. Don't become weak in remembrance. It is in remembrance that there are obstacles. By staying in remembrance, you will become pure and also develop divine virtues. You know the Father's praise. The Father gives you so much happiness that he makes you worthy of happiness for 21 births. Never cause sorrow for anyone. Some children do disservice and thereby put a curse on themselves and also trouble others a lot. When someone becomes disobedient, it is as though he curses himself. By doing disservice, some fall right down. Many children either fall due to vice or else they become angry and stop studying. Many types of children are sitting here. When they leave here refreshed, they repent for their mistakes. However, nothing is forgiven by just their repentance. The Father says, you have to forgive yourself. Stay in remembrance. The Father doesn't forgive anyone because this is a study. The Father is teaching you, and you children have to have mercy on yourselves by studying. you have to have good manners. Baba asks the teachers to bring the register. When Baba hears the news of each one, he gives guidance. Then, because some students think that their teacher has reported them to Baba, they begin to do even more disservice. A lot of effort is required here. Maya is a great enemy. She doesn't allow you to change from being like a monkey to becoming worthy of living in a temple. Instead of claiming a high status, some fall even more and are unable to get up. They die. The father repeatedly explains to you children that this is a very high destination. You have to become the masters of the world. Children of eminent people behave with great royalty. They are concerned not to lose their father's honour. Of some it would be said, "Your father is so good, whereas you are so unworthy that you are losing your father's honour." Here each one loses his own honour for himself. A lot of punishment is experienced. Baba warns you, be very cautious as you move along. Don't become jailbirds. Jailbirds exist here. In the golden age, there are no jails. Nevertheless, you now have to study and claim a high status. Don't be careless and make mistakes. Don't cause sorrow for anyone. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is remembrance that is useful. The main thing to explain at exhibitions is, only by having remembrance of the Father will you become pure. Everyone wants to become pure. This is an impure world. Only the one Father comes to grant salvation to everyone. Christ and Buddha, etc., couldn't grant salvation to anyone. People mention the name of Brahma, but even Brahma cannot be the bestower of salvation. He is the instrument for the deity religion. Although Shiv Baba establishes the deity religion, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are also remembered. People speak of Trimurti Brahma. The father says, he is not a guru either. There is only the one guru, and you become spiritual gurus through him. Those others are founders of religions. How can the founder of a religion be called the bestower of salvation? These are very deep matters and have to be understood. The founders of the other religions simply establish their religions. Their followers then follow them down. They cannot take everyone back home. They have to enter rebirth. This explanation applies to all of them. Not a single guru can grant salvation. The father explains, there is only the one guru and purifier. He alone is the bestower of salvation and the liberator for all. Tell everyone that we only have the one guru. He is the one who grants salvation to everyone and takes them back home to the land of peace and the land of happiness. There are very few people at the beginning of the Golden Age. You would, of course, show the pictures of whose kingdom it was. The people of Bharat and those who worship those deities will quickly believe that they, Lakshmi and Narayan, truly were the masters of heaven and that it used to be their kingdom in heaven. where were all the other souls at that time? You would say that they were definitely in the incorporeal world. You now understand these things. Previously, you didn't know anything. The cycle now turns around in your intellects. Truly, it used to be their kingdom in Bharat 5,000 years ago. When the reward of this knowledge comes to an end, the path of devotion begins. Then there has to be disinterest in the old world. That's it. We will now go to the new world. Your hearts are now removed from this old world. There the husband and children, etc., will all be very good. The unlimited Father is making you into the masters of that world. You children who are to become masters of that world must have very elevated thoughts and royal behaviour. Regarding food, you should not eat too little, nor should you have any greed. The diet of those who stay in remembrance would be very subtle, light. The intellects of many are distracted by food. You children have the happiness of becoming the masters of that world. It is said there is no nourishment like the nourishment of happiness. If you constantly maintain such happiness, your food and drink will become very light. When you eat too much, you become very heavy and you then keep dozing off. Then you say, "Baba, I feel very sleepy." Your diet should be constant. It shouldn't be that when there is good food, you eat more. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. We are the children of the Father who is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. We mustn't cause sorrow for anyone. Don't curse yourself by doing disservice. 2. Have very elevated and royal thoughts. Be merciful and remain busy in doing service. Renounce greed for food and drink. Blessing. May you constantly experience the ascending stage by being honest and revealing yourself clearly to the Father. To keep yourself as you are and how you are, and to reveal yourself in that way to the Father, is the greatest way to attain the ascending stage. It is the easiest way to finish all the many types of burdens that are on your intellect. To be honest and keep yourself clearly in front of the Father means to clear your path of effort. When you cleverly put any plans in front of the Father or the instrument souls on the basis of the dictates of your own mind or the dictates of others, that is not having honesty. To have honesty means that just as the Father reveals himself to the children, as he is and what he is, so you children have to reveal yourselves to the Father in the same way. Slogan. A true tapasvi remains constantly in the position of a full renunciate. Avyakt signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. The present is a mirror of the future. in the mirror of your present stage, you can very clearly see your own future. In order to have all rights to your future kingdom, check to what extent you have ruling power over yourself. When you have full rights over your subtle powers, your special workers, the powers of your mind and your intellect, you will be able to make your future bright. Om Shanti.